Blog Talk Radio.
On the Edge, real talk about real issues.
Welcome to the On the Edge Show with Katie Barnett and friends. I'm your host, Katie Barnett. All right, thank God for another day of being here, another chance to get together, everybody. I want to thank Barry Mason, formerly of 98.7 KISS FM Radio in New York City, currently with isoradio.com. You can hear Barry do his thing on Saturdays from 7 to 10 p.m. and again on Sundays from 6 to 10 p.m. When he's not doing that, he is great to New York with the best of live R&B events as the CEO of Track One Entertainment. To keep up with Barry and what he's doing, either hit him up on Facebook or you can go over to his website at track1entertain.web.com and keep up with what his latest event is, because you know, once you go, Barry, you don't come back disappointed. To my team, Lady Diamond, Elaine Yeves, wishing her a full recovery. She's still dealing with some things, and I'm really wishing her the best to get back here. Monster Miles, DJ Domeca, Rodney Williams, and, of course, our panelists and activists out in Toledo, Ohio, Deacon Betty Williams, thanking you guys for being a marvelous team. To my starting panelists, my power pack, I call you guys, Patrick Irvine, Professor Carlton Jones, Al Tariq Atkins, Stalo Jenkins, Darlene and Arlene, you guys have been phenomenal. In our latest addition to the Power Panelist, Ms. Erica Talbert, thank you all very much for your support, your intriguing input, and, of course, your participation and never-ending connections out there. So thank you. Not going to forget you guys over in the social media corner. Thanks to the On the Edge Listeners Lounge, your wonderful group of people, the Urban Intellectuals Open Discussions Group, with Patrick Irvine. Thanks to Professor Carlton Jones with the What About Us group, Marvin Young with the Capitalist End group, Linda Miller, Black Love and Conversations group, to Mark Pittman, our sponsor for the month, and his two groups, the Real World Black Music Discussions group and the Black History Suppressed group. You guys have been marvelous and fantastic. And, of course, my personal Facebook connection out there and Twitter and Pinterest, thank you guys very much for all that you have been chiming in with. I want to also say thank you to two people. To Mr. Devon Lewis, you guys know him as the DEV00N out there in 93.1 Jam Pack Radio in Toledo, Ohio, for syndicating us every Sunday from 3 to 5 p.m., and to Mr. Jason Dowd in the AM-FM 247 network for syndicating us every Wednesday from 7 to 9 p.m. So I want to thank you all very much for helping us spread the mission and spread the word. I also want to congratulate Jason Dowd in the AM-FM 247 for winning the Best New Radio Station Award in 2014. So we're part of a hot group over there. All right? Tonight, we're going to be discussing the topic, We See, We Talk, We Fail, The Vicious Cycle of Internal Black Destruction. We are going to be speaking about how we are focusing our energies on things that absolutely do nothing for progress with us, but yet seems to keep our attention for some reason, giving shame to something that's irrelevant, as well as in the process attacking each other yet once again. So many things are going on now. The catalyst article this evening is the Beyonce petition that was started by a New York hairstylist, Jasmine Palliver, speaking about Beyonce and Jay-Z combing their baby's hair. I know, it sounds stupid, right? Well, you know what? We're going to get started after this. So today, we're going to go out. I'm going to do a little bit of a classic here, hitting it way back to the 70s with Isaac Hayes and Shaft. Be back in just a bit. Don't go away. After this and a word from our sponsors, the party gets started. Keep it locked with Katie.
Wow.
Like it. You figure that out when you find yourself in a bit of trouble while vacationing or visiting in Florida. And Florida cops are sure as heck not like New York City cops. You're feeling more than put out or simply just confused with it all. But you want justice. You need it to be right and you want someone who understands where you're coming from. You need Kenneth Foote, attorney at law. Graduate of St. John's University and Florida Stetson University, he'll make sure you're back on track and everything's straightened away. Driving violations, personal injury, drug charges, he's here to work with you as well as for you. Leave nothing to chance. K.L. Foote, Attorneys at Law, 877-90-FOOTE or klfoote.com. Kenneth Foote, the New Yorker, to contact in Florida.
The On the Edge Show with Katie Barnett and friends, the show that gives you real talk about real issues, needs your help. Katie and the gang are seeking out individuals and local business sponsors to help fund their projects for youth and minority communities to become re-empowered, featuring programs like the Spread Your Wings Showcase, offering free advertising to up-and-coming entrepreneurs, Youth Day giving public school grades 4 to 12 a taste of the arts, and All Hands on Deck, our new writer's showcase. On the Edge is looking to give back to our communities by giving our youth a future. Your small contribution will make a difference. Individuals or small businesses can choose to be a sponsor for any amount of time. And businesses can also choose to advertise with us at very reasonable rates. Choose any type of show sponsorship, and you just may be a sponsor for a life. Visit us at Facebook at facebook.com On the Edge Show for more information on how you can be a part of our vision. We hope to see you there.
Now, back with more On the Edge.
All right, everybody. Sorry about the delay. All right, we're back, and we are, well, I was moving a little bit to the Isaac Hayes throwback, so. All right, tonight's conversation is entitled, We See, We Talk, We Fail, The Vicious Cycle of Internal Black Destruction. This is what we are speaking about today, and as you all know, I bring up an article, but it's not necessarily about the article that we are discussing. So, Jasmine Tolliver, the owner and hairstylist in the Hair Rule Salon in Upper Manhattan in New York City, decided that she wanted to start a national petition, I don't know, to start a movement or a force or I don't know what it was, Jay-Z and Beyonce to comb their baby Blue Ivy's hair. Okay. On a minuscule level, just stupid, in my opinion, because the question of the night is if this was idiocy or her acting out of being a village, and exactly what does this do to us? So my overall concern is not the content of the article per se, but a little further than that. My problem is the choice of content that we choose to find a subject of discussion, something that was important. My further problem is that of all the damn things that the Black America has to deal with that should be petitioning about it, once again, we have a person who's in a position of some sort of power, which is she's an entrepreneur, okay, a Black entrepreneur, and instead of using her status, connections, networking abilities, whatever it is, that comes with her business, she decides she's going to take that and be yet another mild version of a Tommy Sotomayor. She's going to go after a little baby because of the hair being out, not coiffed like, you know, the fancy people up there, not whatever. And her premise for this was, as a stylist, I understand the importance of hair care and keeping it straight. And Beyonce is just allowing her daughter to have dry ends, and moisture is important. Really? Yes, all that is very true. And if that was the case, let me see, as a stylist, perhaps you could have really used your head and made your personal preference or whatever the hell the case is a business move by trying to reach out to Beyonce on a private stylist level and hopefully possibly get some business. Maybe speak to this mother. And all of you know I'm not a fan pretty much of her husband, but this is not about her being a star. This is about her being a mother, period. And how dare anyone sit there and tell somebody how to comb their baby's hair? It's not like this child's hair has fleas or crabs or lice or anything coming out of it. It's just not put up in the big old barrette and ponytail and the ribbon as this stylist feels it should be done. So before I bring any panelists in, allow me to bring out all the problems I have with this garbage. Well, A, if you wanted to, my main thing is, My main thing is, this is an issue, fine. In my opinion, it should have stayed as shop talk. It should have been something that you guys look at on TV or read to a magazine and speak about amongst yourself. The beauty shop culture, the barbershop culture, that type of thing. Keep it to yourself. Sorry about that. Little glitch in the communications tonight, guys, but it's not going to be too bad, I promise. If you were going to talk about this, yes, it is an issue for the health of the hair. But as far as the styling, I don't think that's anybody's business. On the other hand, if this was something that you wanted to speak about, like I said, do it from a business standpoint. Try to reach out to this woman. Try to get the celebrity business. But a petition? Seriously? Like the baby's hair has Bosnian type of bombs coming through it or something? Because it's not in a bun, like if you walk past her, it might rub off on you and something could happen, a skin infection perhaps. Right, okay. Of all the things you want to make a national movement about, it's about a celebrity's hair, which at any time if Beyonce felt like sticking it up in a squidgy, we call them, or scrunchy, or if she decides that she just doesn't feel like doing it, but some other stylist that she could pay by a dime a dozen could do something real quick. If it's dryness, then why not suggest some moisturizer? But to tell her that her hair needs to be combed, oh, please. So my question, Ms. Tolliver, why didn't you petition against the black graduate that was defamed for breastfeeding her child in a graduation ceremony? Why aren't you outraged about the fact that our people are being the butt jokes of vicious satirical articles? Why not fight for other people to get the right to be a black entrepreneur? Why not, instead of you as a stylist, who once you get to a point in any community, you made it to be an entrepreneurial stylist. Your job as a stylist is to be able to handle any type of hairstyle. And do good by it. Because you don't just have one type of style. You have short hair, long hair, weaves, dreads, twisties. If you're as good as you think you are, if you understand the importance of it, you understand the importance of not just healthy hair, but walking out of a salon with the beauty. But you decide to not only start a petition, which is a big platform, for a minuscule thing, which this baby is going to grow up because she's already a celebrity's daughter. She's going to grow up one day, and instead of her having the luxury of just laughing about some goofy, normal childhood embarrassment picture like we all do, she's going to look back at this and possibly come up with a self-esteem problem that's going to wind up having her a statistical baby of celebrities who's going to wind up doing something crazy because not only is the restrictive life of her celebrity parents going to be a problem for them. But now she has to remember that people as a baby saw her under this big problematic article. She was a laughingstock of a group of people at one point, Facebook or whatever it's going to be called by the time she gets older. We're making a national problem out of her hairstyle as a baby. Right, you're really doing it justice. Why didn't you approach Beyonce in private? I mentioned that already, if you didn't have an agenda. Why is it, as a black stylist, didn't you celebrate the many varieties that African Americans have to offer? How we are talented enough to be able to wear any hairstyle and enhance our already natural beauty. That's your job as a stylist. It's your job to be able to point out how that could be something good. Why not attack Lady Gaga, Sharon Osbourne's daughter, Miley Cyrus, Winona Ryder, Natalie Portman, rock stars in general, Honey Boo Boo's entire essence? Why wasn't that a petition? Why wasn't anybody petitioning against Honey Boo Boo's whack job, hillbilly mother? Why would you degrade our ethnicity's natural state of being? Why is that? Why is it that we have to always sit there and put ourselves down? And the first thing that we are obsessed with is hair. Is that your real hair? You have pretty hair. Your hair is nappy. What is this? That is not what we should be doing, especially not as a supposedly well-versed, entrepreneurial person in the black community. When you've been given a step up, your job is to take your craft and teach the next person all about the craft you're in. People will come to you because they're not experts in cosmetology. They're coming to you, and if they graced you with their patronage, the least that you can do is have some damn coof about yourself. As a stylist, she has the responsibility to give back to the community and the craft, each one teach one without finger pointing, without the derision, without putting her down, without causing this mom. Now, you know what? Taking Beyonce's status out of the way, she's still a mother. Imagine how she must be feeling. And I'm a little upset with her because she knew how to 1-2 slam punch back to everything else. But this is the one thing that should be her first fight. She hasn't said a damn thing yet. But I will say this, knowing Jay-Z, I think the one time I'll ever buy a song from him is when he makes the answer rap, one of his encrypted raps, talking about the stylist, giving her the finger in his lyrics. I would love that. I'd buy that. I'll be the first one online for that one. Because that actually is a community service. Then I thought about something else. Perhaps. Maybe this lady's hair salon is not making the business she wants. Perhaps she decided to go the easy way out, as we always do, and do the shock value attention. Perhaps she's going to get customers to come in so that everybody could talk about it and she could demonstrate how much better she can do Blue Ivy's hair than her own mother can. As a black entrepreneur, she decides to start a petition against her own people on a national level. Wow. Like, this is right up there with Homeland Security, I think. Blue Ivy's hair is a danger to the nation. How ridiculous do you sound, woman? Take a look at the other two things, and then I will be bringing our panelists in for the evening. That should be looking at if we had our outrage in the proper place, as I speak about all so often. By the way, trolls that are listening in, feel free to join in. Because today will be the day that I will shred you to pieces. Angelina Jolie's adopted African-American son began that ridiculous mohawk style, okay? As well as her Asian adopted daughter. Now, why wasn't there an outrage about parents putting things on young minor children who have no comprehension whatsoever and making a sound decision about something like that? And perhaps if they had the right state of mind to be able to say, I want this type of hairstyle, they may not have chosen that. They might have thought that that was the ugliest thing, the most embarrassing thing. Why isn't anybody imposing a national petition about that? Where was the outrage from you, Ms. Oliver, about an African-American child adopted by white celebrities being posted all over the Internet and the paparazzi's pictures with a ridiculous style like that? What happened there? Why isn't anybody talking about how Katie Holmes and Tom Cruise has a daughter that constantly is known now for making public tantrums, but they're laughing about it. They're making it a cute thing. Meanwhile, had this been Janet Jackson's daughter or son, should she have one, it would have been negative talk all over the land. You want to start a petition, lady, pick your battles. Now, whether or not we disagree with the state of Blue Ivy's hair, why would you start a petition about such nonsense? Why would you start a petition about it? Whether or not, yes, maybe Blue Ivy's hair could be moisturized if that's coming from an expertise level. But Rastafarians don't look like they have very moisturized dreads, and plenty of children are going that route, including Caucasian children. Where's the outrage on that? Somebody trying to make a style out of a religious culture that belongs to us. That's what you have outrage for, lady. You don't sit there and take your personal cosmetic superficial garbage and put that in a mother's mind in a child's later association with the public. The girl already has no life because she's already being photographed everywhere she goes. If she drops her pacifier, the paparazzi took a picture. Blue Ivy lost her pacifier right near her mom's limousine tires. Well, Miss Diva Queen picked it up and threw it out. And you think that exposing this woman, pointing out some things that makes our culture unique, is something to do to a national level, to a nation that already hates us, that already cuts us apart, that already divides us, that already degrades us? We're busy trying to fight for simple rights just to be a human race. You're going to further give these people some ammunition as a person that has some prestige, however big or small it may be. And this is what you do with your ability to go forward and do something for us. Right, Ms. Tolliver. You're real, real classy. Going into our first panelist for the evening. Welcome to the show, Corey. You on the air? Hello? Okay. Welcome to the show, Corey. You're on the air.
Good evening, Lady Barnett. And
hey, how
hello
are you,
to all the. All right, I am very well. And hello to the panel, to the panelists that will be joining us later on this evening.
Okay, your take on this article and what's behind it, I guess.
Well, the article that was put out there is ridiculous. There are so many things going on in this world and with our people more important than worried about some little girls here. You know, the little girl is not being abused. I'm pretty sure that she's very happy with her mother and father because they are very well off and money doesn't mean everything, but I believe they love their child, their daughter, and they're doing everything they in their power to make sure that the young lady is happy. I truly believe that. There are some other things that this woman could be focusing on, and it could have been approached in a lot more tasteful way than what she did it.
Frankly, I don't think it should have been something that a black entrepreneur of style, of hair, should have made a national movement. I mean, you kidding me? Why are you busy talking about this baby's hair? Here comes the national troops to come and oust you from your apartment.
Mm-hmm.
And my problem is not the fact that maybe as a stylist she sees something above and beyond the naked eye, but that she decided to do a petition on it. How tacky is that? Now, I had a couple of people that responded stating that they agree with it because of the state of the girl's hair. I don't care whether you agree or not that the child's hair could be combed. I mean, frankly, I'm not into, you know, wild styles or whatever the case is, but it is a style. My thing is, why make a petition out of it to further embarrass us from an internal level?
Yeah.
That's my problem with it. So now let me pose these two questions to you. Do you believe that Ms. Tolliver posted it out of idiocy straight up, or she was trying to act as a village for the nation, for the kids?
I don't think she was trying to act as a village for the child, no. No, that's out of the question. Because you can, to me, I don't see anything wrong with the little girl's hair. You know, who's to say that they don't comb her hair and it's just a style that they want to see their little girl with? You know, it's a natural look. I like the look anyway because it shows there's no chemicals in the girl's hair. You got so many people putting all these different chemicals in their hair. And there's no telling what type of effect that it's going to have on your body anyway. So, you know, no, I don't think she was acting as part of village. No.
And Deacon, what do you think motivates us to focus on such trivialities?
Haterism.
With ourselves or with the people that we're speaking on?
Well, it could be both. It's a two-sided coin, I believe. You know, it's maybe some issues she has to deal with herself, and she needs to take care of that right away before she steps out there and tries to condemn somebody else for the things that they do. You know, I'm a true believer, and I'm very much against the people trying to talk about a splinter in somebody else's somebody's eye and they have a 2x4 in theirs.
I always love when you say that because it's so true. It really is. So we have this. I know Professor and Patrick and Al Tariq, all of my power guys, that we speak on how the conditioning of our oppression, you know, sort of makes us feel this way. But you know this is all, I'm also speaking on the fact that it's time to wake up. Now they're going after a kid, and I mean, how much more programming or remote control puppeteering do we have to be subjected to before we realize we are aiding and destroying ourselves? Not taking away none of the intensity that the power of the white America has on certain things, but there's a point in time, I mean, we have bought to public enemies, fight the power, and all that stuff. That means something. It don't mean get out there and militia artillery and, you know, green berets or camouflage suits to go out there and start shooting people up. It means start doing something to show these people that you can't have us.
Right.
You know, this is a baby we're talking about. The thing is with this child is, if this wasn't Beyonce, would anybody even give a damn? Would it be such a national thing? Would anybody, what would you go to your neighbor and say, we're going to start a petition to make you comb your child's hair?
Believe me, if it wasn't Beyonce and Jay-Z, this wouldn't even be an issue.
She wouldn't have none of that concern for understanding the importance of good hair care. Give me a break. You did this because it was Beyonce, and you know what? Speaking about this, what you can slip in a little promo about who you are and where your place is. Bloody stupid. As a hairstylist, that was her first premise, and in Hair Rule Salon in New York City, I understand the importance of hair care, and I'm just so heartbroken to see this child's hair be subjected to dead ends and clippings that needs to be done and dryness that can break off. Yeah, right. That's a good cover story. It'll sell because people could believe it because you truly are a stylist. But even if that's the case, let's say she really did have that care for people. You know, why start a petition? Start a petition about cut housing. Start a petition about the fact that your child's schools are closing down by the masses.
Mm-hmm.
You want to talk about hair care in a one-year-old? Are you serious? Let me try to reconnect with our other panelists 1 second. Welcome to the show, Corey. You on the air?
Hi, Katie. How you doing?
Hi, Arlene?
Darlene.
Okay, Darlene.
Hello, Darlene.
Hello,
welcome,
panel.
Mama.
I'm not really feeling that great today. I just want you to know I'm listening in, you guys.
All right. You get well.
Well, while I have you on the air, I would love to hear what you think about this.
Well, I'm kind of groggy, so I'm trying to, like, piece this together. The topic is concerning a matter that a hairstylist took out a petition on a celebrity stating
on
that
Beyonce.
Wow.
She took out a national petition on change.org, okay, or moveon.org, I don't know which one it was, I don't know, like, what the hell does she think is going to happen? Like, you know, Beyonce is going to be forced to do something on a national level? I mean, like, this is a one-year-old toddler's head. You're talking about what, like national security or, you know, community breakdown or what?
No, for me, I just believe that was a publicity stunt, you know, for her to get some more acknowledgement or to try to build up her clientele or people to acknowledge that she is a hairstylist. I mean, you know, it really just don't make sense. But for me, it makes even less sense of her actions. So to me, that would be a publicity stunt because then she know that the media would be involved. She know that people would be reading up on it, and we would acknowledge, we would have to read who she is, where she's from, where her place is located, and things of that nature. I really believe Because, I mean, how can you force somebody to comb their daughter's hair? That's ludicrous. I mean, if her daughter's hair was napped to her head or something like that, then that would be a form of negligence on a child. A child, as a girl, she does need her hair combed. But how bad can her hair be at 1 year old? Seriously. Like I said, you know, just so, and she, I guess she kind of like won because we're discussing it. You know what I'm saying? Seriously,
right.
I think that what it, that's what it was all about, for people to discuss her. Because she's doing a celebrity tear. And I honestly don't believe that she thought for 1 minute that if she took out a petition, like Beyonce would be visiting her hair salon again. You know what I'm saying? Hello?
Yeah.
So she made that sacrifice to lose Beyonce as a client, but to gain more clients. Seriously.
I don't think that Beyonce's her client. She's in New York, and Beyonce's all over the place. The one thing I will say, a couple of things about that is, it more than likely is a publicity stunt, especially the way her petition was worded. Started off with, as a hairstylist, bingo, that I'm promoting who I am. Then she mentions where she comes from. Then she has her social media pages all over the place. But here's my problem. Why would black people have to use a publicity stunt by internalizing hating on their own to do it? And then my problem is not that, let's say she's sincere as hell about it. She really, as a hairstylist, that's her passion. Obviously, she became a hairstylist. She opened a salon. Why on earth wouldn't you take that and go to the person themselves or try to reach her or do whatever? Maybe Beyonce is struggling. She's a career woman in a big sense of the word. Maybe she was trying not to do what celebrities do and hire some other person to do something so intimate, but between her schedule and a child at that age not being very cooperative, maybe it is a task. Maybe she just decided to let the girl go natural because, you know what, celebrities do it all the time.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, yeah, they have this faux centric hairstyle that's coming out now. Like, you just sleep on it and pull it up in the morning. You know, it looks more Afrocentric, but, I mean, you know, to me, if you're going to make a decision like that about a child's hair, you allow them to grow up and make their own decisions of what type of way they want to wear their hair. If it's a belief, if it's a religious thing or if it's something that you believe in, I think you should not impose your beliefs on your child. They have the right to be the individual and grow up to have their own beliefs. Now, that I'm in agreement. That I wouldn't be in agreement to, because you're imposing your beliefs onto someone else, which is not right. Everybody has the right to choose what they believe in. But like I said, whether she saw Beyonce, whether Beyonce was in her shop, however it went, if it meant that much to her, she would have attempted to contact Beyonce privately first.
Thank you.
If she was a woman of integrity. But it's an every man for himself. Listen, people are trying to do so many different things to gain money, to gain fame, to gain light, to get in the light. You know, people are walking in front of cars today just so they could sue somebody to get some money. Everybody is fiending.
My problem with that, I have no problem with anybody trying to make their paper. My problem is, are people scrutinizing or destroying our people to do it? Why is the big flavor of the month doing something against black people, doing something against our own, being a puppet for the world that has already have everything that they could possibly want and still need us to fill in the void where the money ends? That's my problem. And the other problem I have is this. Who's to say, why does everybody, you know, our people are obsessed with hair. So why is that? Why is everybody believing? And somebody said something to me that made me, they said it's a Eurocentric mindset. Absolutely. You know, when we were born in Africa, we were born with whatever it is that we were born with, and we were proud to be so. Okay? When we got taken out of our natural place and brought up here, then suddenly everything had a measurement. You got to wear this type of clothes in order to be considered civilized. Because that's what they do. The most uncivilized race has the nerve to sit there and figure that they can point out what should be considered civilized. And we fall for it.
Well, you know, honestly speaking, Katie, if that was the case, do you know how many hairstylists' hair be all toe up, but they be doing other people's hair? I mean, you're going to – she can open the door for – now the clients can sue the – can take out petitions on their hairstylists for them to comb their hair. I mean, come on. You know, monkey see, monkey do. Because you go to a – listen, I'm telling you, 75% of the stylists that you see that are female, they hair look rugged.
Right.
They hair look rugged.
Like stylists, they think it does. I've seen plenty of stylists that come out with their hair in spikes and odd colors and twisted up and have beads and all these fandangles on the end of it. I've seen hair up to the sky. You know, listen, if that's your preference, and if you had daughters, you would comb their hair in braids and never have a strand out, their edges would be macked down, great. But what if Beyonce doesn't feel that every little girl has to have her hair up? That's her damn choice. That's her kid. She had the baby.
Right.
Everybody's little girls, as much as we have this vision that little girls should be this way and that way. Listen, Lauryn Hill's kids are pretty natural, and I don't see a damn thing wrong with it. Lauryn Hill goes natural, and I don't see a damn thing wrong with it.
You know, I honestly don't believe that Beyonce and Jay-Z, the position that they're in, are allowing their child to go without her hair being conditioned, being oiled naturally and stuff like that. That I've seen her hair. It doesn't look matted or anything like that. It's just a look. It's just a Afrocentric look.
Katie, I just want to say this, and I'm going to be quiet, because like I said, I'm not really feeling that well. You know, have you seen that commercial where the little girl and the little boy and the grandfather's at the table, and how does that go? She shake her hair in a quarter for a loud, and then he shake his hair in a watch. Now if her hair was like that, you understand what I'm saying? I could see if it was matted, gnats, bugs, this, that coming out of her hair. That would be something that's a health hazard nationwide.
Yeah.
But you just talking about because you don't feel like her daughter here. Look, you know what? People need to just shut up, mind their business, make their money the best way they can on a professional level, and stop that little menacing. That's menacing. That's like conniving, deceitful, underhanded. You know, that's that real low stuff, you know, where people are at their last opportunity to life or something.
Well, as I put down in today's topic is we see, we talk, and we fail. And what I mean by that is this. We see something, be it by news, be it by social media, be it by video or in person, okay? Then we don't do anything about it. We talk about it. And after that, we do nothing, so we fail. We fail at being unified. We fail at being successful. We fail at making moves that could be a life changer for us. We fail at standing up for ourselves, but we have quick finger pointing to each other, the ones that are supposed to stand up for each other. Listen, whether or not you are a person that wants to see your girl's hair in ribbons flowing down her butt or whatever, if you want, I want us to think about what this stylist thinks about all of these crazy people putting weaves and extensions in their kids' hair at 2 and 3.
Their hair hasn't even picked
up its permanent stage yet. There's still baby hairs coming out. That type of treatment can cause damage to their permanent hair. You know, right. People tend to forget that you have stages of hair growth, like you have stages of teeth growing. First you start with the babies, they all fall out, then you get your permanent. And that's when you really have to make sure you took care of your teeth, because if you lose those, you don't get any more. So why isn't this stylist talking about that? All she spoke about was Beyonce and Blue Ivy. Leave Blue Ivy the hell alone. Believe me, that child got plenty of other things that's already, you know, a mixed problem with the parents that she has. But like I said, I'll be the first one buying my one and only Jay-Z record when he writes an encrypted rap talking about this in reply to this lady's petition. Please, Jay-Z, do that. That'll be one community service I can actually applaud you for.
But you know what, Katie? I was just reading some of the... This is Arlene. Hi, Katie. Hi, panel.
Hello, Arlene.
My phone is down tonight. But I was just reading some of the comments, and then some people express a lot of anger. But there's this one comment that really just caught my attention. And the lady is saying, you know what, y'all saying some really foul stuff in regards to the other lady. But if you was walking down the street and you saw a lady and she was all did up, hair matted, every hair in place, I mean, everything to the T, and then you looked down at her kids and you seen her kids' hair was all nappy, we would look at her like she was crazy. And it's true. You know what I'm saying? Because it's Beyonce, she's not an exception to the rule. I'm looking at some of the pictures of the baby on Facebook, and honestly, I wouldn't want my baby to look like that, but that's my personal preference. So that's what people need to understand, that everybody has a right to do how they want to do. Just because you feel that it's not appropriate doesn't mean that it is. Or if just because you feel like she should comb her hair, that don't mean she should. That's just your personal opinion. But the lady did make a very valid point. That's like, you know, when we walking down the street, we mothers, and we see girls looking all tight and their kids is looking raggedy, we be like, what the hell is wrong with her?
But
so that's real talk. You know what I mean?
Level.
Huh?
We wouldn't have said anything on a petition level.
No. The petition is like, is she doing too much? She doing too much.
What I'm saying is, though, listen, I'm not going to take away, you know, that if this was a valid feeling, if she really was saying this from her passion in her craft, all right? I'm not going to take that away. Maybe there is something that could be done or whatever. But frankly, I agree with Deacon. I've seen the pictures. The baby's hair is just out. That's like, you know, when we braid our kids' hair and then we're going to refresh the braid, so we take the hair out and we let it breathe for a little bit. And
yeah.
That's what it looks like to me. First of all, I fully agree with anybody who would be upset with seeing a woman with her hair did, her nails did, the best spike heels in the world, the best bling, and her kid looks like that, you know, she went through a tornado in a vacuum and came out and nobody did anything about it. All right, I would, and I probably would have something to say. All
yeah.
right, but would we even go to a petition level for a local person?
No,
absolutely
definitely,
not. And this
definitely
woman is not,
not
doing this from the craft of her heart either.
Yeah, garbage. No, the petition thing is that's just to get attention. But you know what? She's getting it, because I also looked on the bottom of the post, and it's almost 6,000 comments. So whether you know, she was effective anyway. Even if it's negative comments, nonetheless, 6,000 people took their time out to comment on that. So her name is going to ring bells regardless. So her mission was accomplished.
Thank you. And that goes back to us, our internal hatred, the vicious cycle of us seeing, talking, and failing. And as that our last little visitor said, what are we going to do, talk about it 3-10 years down the line? And if this isn't a hit and a half for our butts, What the hell are we looking for? Honestly. I'm not, this is not, tonight is not about trying to give Jay-Z or Beyonce any more unnecessary fame.
Yeah.
Nor to give this idiot any type of of notoriety. But I'm going to tell you something. I'm looking further past the actual face value of the content of this thing, and I'm looking at the fact that this is a pattern we do to ourselves. Okay, it was a publicity stunt. Smart move, lady, but why not do controversy in a white man's neighborhood? Possibly because you get rinsed or riddled with bullets before you can finish printing. I mean, I don't understand. Why not take the craft that the achievements that you've made, the accomplishments that you've made, and actually do a real community service? If you really wanted to get your damn business seen, the best way to do that is to be smart on the undercover. Come out with a caring sense. Come out with a real expertise, whatever, and give Beyonce some tips. Perhaps something you suggested to her might have worked and she would remember you that way.
Right.
The first thing you said was, as a stylist, I understand the need for hair care. Come on, that was the best marketing pitch ever. Sounds like a 30-second ad to me.
That was the best marketing pitch ever, because now people won't be hitting that up. You do hair.
I would like to see a picture of the stylist, and it's probably something that I could find on her that I wouldn't go along with.
Well, if you log on by computer, you'll see her playing in the slideshow. If you listen to this broadcast by the computer, it's coming up in the show slideshow. Okay? Because I definitely put her up. But I'm going to tell you, and as a stylist, listen, you want to talk about natural, what the hell are you doing with 500 different weaves and colors in your hair? And by the way, the picture I specifically chose for that shows her in natural state. And I'm sorry, stylist boo-boo, your hair don't look too moisturized itself.
But you know what, too, Katie? Because even you have said it at one point or another, when you post something positive, you really don't get a lot of hits. So people are learning now that when you post some real negative stuff, that's where people pay attention, and that coincides with what you're talking about now, your topic of discussion, how we sabotage and, discredit and strip ourselves as a nation, as a people. We always, coming at each other from the left field and everything. But when you do trying to do something positive, you don't really get no feedback. So that's sad in itself. That's sad in itself that people would rather spend their time commenting to something that is totally, totally, totally negative, opposed to trying to be supportive, uplifting and respectful to others, you know. And you're right about that. We just do we do each other any kind of way. That's the bottom line.
I will take my 254 likes over 6,000 likes any day, because I'm going to tell you this. I would rather take 250 consistent, reliable, passionate people, okay, that's going to be on every topic and have something to say in a very progressive manner or not, whether it's a disagree or agree. I would rather that, because that's people that is constantly paying attention, that is constantly interested, that eventually something will click and there will be something that they can do. Because probably listening the first 50 times, they hear it, they agree, but there's really nothing they feel they can do. But that one time, there's going to be a situation where, hey, that applies to me.
Mm-hmm.
But 6,000 likes for a person that is singing and making millions of bucks on your light bill, okay, and not giving you a dime back for Con Ed, Rilco, Power Company, PSE&G, whatever it is you own, okay, and then to do what? Wait around because your life is so messed up that you need that life to fill in and feel good for the day? No. I don't need 7,000 strangers. It's going to be nothing. I mean, look, We do have to get our mentality together. We do have to stop waiting around for a celebrity to do something for us to have a long drawn out discussion. We need to start discussing the avenues and sectors that we need to be involved with to rejuvenate our own personal economy.
You know what, Katie? I just got to say this, you know, because, I'm the funny one. This is Darlene. I always got to bring some humor into some sadness because that, to me, you know, it just breaks the monotony for me. You know, her business probably wasn't doing that well. And she probably got a client that came in that gave her a nice little tip, right? And she looked at that tip and said, you know what? What can I do with this tip? How can I make this tip bring me more money? You had to study some dumb ass stuff like that. You had to really dig deep.
No, that's not
to
dumb.
Come up.
But the thing she chose to do was dumb. She had a great marketing plan. I mean, the strategy is fantastic. But you dumb idiot.
But I'm saying that she. It took time for her to conjure that up. That's the proper word, conjure. She conjured that up. She probably thought, probably for a good while, about what she was going to do. What gimmick can I come up to make this money expand? You know what I'm saying? And that was the only thing. But I wish that same woman, whoever she is, I didn't read it. But whoever you are, my dear, I wish you would take that same energy to put out a petition against the abuse of cops. I wish you would take that same energy that you have and put out a petition for the rights of our rights. I wish you would take that same energy because you are probably the same woman that if you saw a black man getting killed by a cop, you would probably say you didn't see anything.
Mm-hmm.
Or he deserved it, or he had to do something. You know how you got to be around them cops. Yes,
you know.
I agree with you totally, Darlene. Take that same energy, and instead of you looking at a market against your own, which, by the way, in case you didn't get it, boo-boo, you could be a black business owner, a black millionaire, a black lawyer, a black whatever. But, sweetheart, you're not going to get any type of love or respect or reception to anybody but the same people that you're pushing down.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't know how successful you are. I'll bring this back up again. Magic Johnson. A celebrity in his own right, an accomplished man, smart behind the scenes, smart on the courts, smart behind the courts, eloquent when he speaks, and still in awe with all that he's established. One stone-faced, white, crack-faced racist still said he ain't nobody.
Okay.
So I don't know what it is we need before we get it. The only love you're going to get is the very people you're shooting down? I mean, I don't get it. Why would you take a business strategy, which that's what it is, boo-boo, because you can't tell me nothing about you feeling so heartbroken over a 1-year-old child.
Right.
I got you, yeah. I'll buy that. I got 3 bridges I own that go across California. I'll sell you one for a dollar. I'm going to tell you right now. I'll tell you right now, if that is what you really felt, if you truly had a passion, which usually that's what makes a good business person, whether they are Fortune 500 or just Fortune 500 mom and pop in their own life, okay, that's what makes a good business. Somebody who's passionate about what they're doing because they're going to constantly try to maintain the integrity and the good operations of their business when they are driven that way. Where it's not going to be about running by the dollar. It's going to be about integrity, and the dollar comes with it.
Well, I'm sure Beyonce wasn't the first person. I'm sure Beyonce wasn't parent that she saw that was looking all good and her child wasn't up to par. Beyonce can't be the first person.
I can guarantee you she saw 5 local girls before
That's
she saw
That's what I'm
Beyonce.
Talking about.
She couldn't cross it off of them, though.
Right.
She couldn't profit off of that. But you know something? See, here's the stupid thing that we do often. We're so busy studying up things about each other to bring down, forgetting the fact that our opposers are out there studying us, even though they don't want to deal with us and figuring out a way to profit too from us. Okay? Why is it you're not studying out there? Because the idea, baby, to stay in business is for you to be able to appeal to the masses. The masses. Which is far beyond just to your corner block. Because if you have to resort to this, clearly, you're not getting your own community together. You're not getting enough in your own community, which you should be the top dog in that area.
Mm-hmm. And if she was a real stylist, in touch with her heritage, she would be clear on the fact that that is how our hair is supposed to look naturally. You know what I mean? So you like downplaying our heritage, our originality, because in Africa they ain't combing their hair. You understand what I'm saying? That is, and the only reason why we comb ours is because we here in America, and that's what we were taught. You know what I mean? Locks and all of that—that's our natural locks. And dread, that's our natural.
Mm-hmm. If she was really as good as she thinks
if she knew what she was talking about, she would know that that's our natural. You know what I mean? But because she's been Americanized, and she probably got perm in her hair and color and all this in her hair, then I guess she feels like everybody is supposed to have that. But again, you know, like I said, anything to bring us down further, black people are willing to do. Because basically what she's saying to the white man is that she is against her own heritage.
Mm-hmm. That'll bring him in. That'll bring him in. Cha-ching, let me see, we got another one. Houston, we got another one.
Let me tell you,
as good as she says, and if she's in the perfect field to do it, she wouldn't have made this a national petition. She would have turned it into a business opportunity where she could exercise her skills for somebody that actually has the money. You understand? Instead of you pointing the finger, why didn't you do something about it if that was the case? And like I said, I'm going to go back to this. Once again, we have conditioned ourselves to believe that little girls have to be in this type of a stereotype. These little girls have to be in this bracket. What happened to freedom of expression? What happened to the freedom of choice? What happened to I want to do it this way? What happened to people saying, you know, there's a song by a white artist named John Mayer, okay? I don't know if you guys know who he is, but he sings this song called No Such Thing, okay? Y'all look it up. The lyrics in there is talking about how all his life he was told you have to color within the lines, you have to walk straight and narrow, and he's like, why? I want to break through all of that and do what I want to do. Like, the sky's the limit for me. Okay, well, just because everybody wants to walk with jeans that are straight, with the belt in the right place, that has to be the same color. What if I want to wear two different socks? What if I want to go out there and wear jeans with heels? What if I want to go out there and wear two different sneakers? That may not be traditional, but it's his option.
That's a personal choice, and everybody is allowed that. Everybody has a personal choice.
If she was smart, I'm sorry, Katie, this is Darlene. If she was smart, I would have took it and flipped it. I would have created, I would have asked Beyonce, can I have the rights to that hairstyle, and I would have been selling that hairstyle out of my salon. What?
That's exactly what I just said. If she was smart, she would have turned it into a true business opportunity, not one that destroys the very community she's in, the very clientele that she has now. You know, my grandmother used to always say, a bird in the hand beats two in the bush.
That's it.
That means you don't poop in the place that you are in. You don't desecrate your own home trying to get the outsiders. You take your own first and you add to that.
I would have created some oil and, oh, this is the only oil you could use to get your hair like that. And, oh, man, what? I would have went in.
If I was there, I would have told her to go get a DVD or watch it on Netflix and take some tips from Queen Latifah and Beauty Shop.
I hear you.
Because she certainly knew how to flip it on all types. Okay? Mm. She got her loan from doing a little loan. It wasn't a big one, but it was enough to get her started. She got a loan, if you guys remember the movie, from helping a white bank teller control her frizz.
Mm.
So
well,
she
that's
pool.
The American way.
Yeah.
That's all I can
say. That's the American way. That's something that we're going to have to break out of if we're going to ever go anywhere. And I mean, you couldn't have got it better from any horse's mouth than we got from Joe, our visitor, who told us, well, what are you going to do about it? You're going to sit there and talk about it forever. All right, well, then you guys just pretty much go out there and continue to fail. I mean, you couldn't have heard it from anybody more than the quote-unquote experts of all this.
Mm-hmm.
There are choices that you make, and if you're going to continue to keep on shooting down your homeland, I don't know what to tell you. The idea is for you to establish yourself where you are, building up where you are, because trust me, no matter how big or small you can get real big, but the higher you go, the harder you can fall. And you know what? In this world, our people are going to be the only ones who are going to remind you what you did and still take you back.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get a second chance in white America. They're already mad that you stayed there perfectly white picket fence as it was, getting there in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody brought up something that it might be slightly off topic, but it all ties in. In the groups, I saw this from another group that was posted, and it said, do you believe that racism and all this racial tension and everything has doubled and become more intense and more on a massive scale since Obama became president? It's Obama's fault.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking. That way, all these horrible economic, social, community, political issues that are going bad, who do you think they're going to give the scapegoat to? You might take some tips from that little head, Miss Oliver. You're going to sit there and desecrate a baby? Really? That little girl's going to grow up. She's already public property because her parents are celebrities. She can't go to pre-K without there's some paparazzi going, Blue Ivy, take a look at the camera.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, the new mayor? Doesn't his daughter hair look like that?
Exactly. But remember now, she's half or whatever. And I can guarantee you, nobody said a thing about her. Blue Ivy is not neglected by any means.
They would have shut her shop down the same day and got rid of her ass and put her somewhere and nobody would know what happened to her. She knew who to target.
What's his name?
Blue Ivy in no way is being neglected, okay? Her baby shoes are probably 3 months' worth of my paychecks.
Okay.
All right? So she's perfectly fine. She's happy. Her parents love her. Her father can't stop rapping about her. So, you know, listen, don't be a hater.
That's
okay?
It.
The girl can, listen, Beyonce got enough money that she could put her kid's hair in a olive oil and alfalfa twist if she wanted to.
Okay.
She can roll her hair with money.
Okay.
All right, and if any day when she feel like going, you know what, I feel like just doing it different, throw a bow on it, then what will people say? Oh, and by the way, which I think this bends more on the satirical side of things, but just a couple of days ago, for me it was a couple of hours ago, there was a follow-up article to that petition that said, the petition worked, Beyonce combs Blue Ivy's hair. Right.
Mm-mm.
Beyonce,
so listen,
I'm not an upset fan, but I will tell you this. Do you, boo-boo? Do you? Okay, you got enough money to buy three of her salons and her too. Do what it is you feel like doing. Leave, let her do her baby the way she wants to do her baby. She's not sitting in a front seat of a car with no seatbelt, going bananas like Britney Spears. So her baby is not laid up with some guy touching her pamper. Sure, if the baby is not sitting up there with scabies coming out of her head, she's not bleeding in the back, she don't have cancer patches, she's not walking around with her head. Leave the baby alone. Leave Beyonce alone. You know, there's other issues we could start a petition about with Beyonce. Any other thing that we thought about Beyonce has been done by three or four Caucasian artists before her. So really, then what?
We got more serious issues, please.
A whole lot.
Thank you. Beyonce didn't close our schools. Jay-Z didn't shoot our black men.
Okay.
Blue Ivy certainly didn't cause AIDS to happen.
I hear
There's
you.
There's a family coming in. Let me let them join in. Hang on a second. Welcome to the show, Coley. You're on the air.
Hey, this is Carlos Ellaby Jones of Stalo Jenkins. Caller.
Hey, Stalo,
right.
You're welcome.
Hey,
everybody. All right. So I'm late.
That's all right. Shoot your pistol, dude.
All right. So, as far as I see it. You know, the whole spoof petition for the baby's head was, you know, another ploy, but it was another thing to reaffirm, you know, white supremacy. And the thing is, it shows the ignorance, right? The ignorance of many of our people who supported something like that or put it out there, and the white people who signed this so-called or would support the idea of a so-called petition like this. Now, you know, most people don't understand Africa. Most people don't understand indigenous culture, and most people don't understand the whole conception that, you know, there's a world beyond the one we see on the surface today. There's a world beyond the culture that we have today. There's culture beyond the mainstream culture at all, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's an African tradition anyway, you know. Most Africans, you know, don't cut their baby's hair before the age of two, ever, mm-hmm. anyway. You know, a lot
right.
of them don't comb it much either. This is traditional stuff. So these are ignorant people that don't even know the different factions of our culture. And
right.
you've lived around them your whole lives, if you are, you know, a black person or a white person, you know, who would support such a thing. Because what you're basically saying is, this child's obviously clean hair. You can see they put water to the hair often.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so it's clean. See, we understand that. Now, a person on the outside of the culture, like, you know, a person, not even just on the outside of the culture, but because the culture has been created in such a way that we don't respect indigenous culture, indigenous hair textures and things like that, you know, whoever's exploiting the child, you know, has to understand that, you know, it's such a racial offense. You know what I mean? When I saw it, I was like, you know, I was happy. I was really happy too, and I was really surprised. And I was like, wow, like Jay-Z and Beyonce, interesting. You know, there's something a little deeper beneath the surface. You know, at least in the way that they were raising their family. But you see how they try to get drugs through the mud, you know, for just. And having some controversial attachment to the motherland, you know? And the thing is, whenever somebody is attached to the motherland, why is it that it doesn't benefit them? We should make that the outcome, the possibility, and almost the inevitability. If you attach yourself to the motherland today, You know, that should be the root of your success today. And you know, we as the quote-unquote consumer, you know, have, you know, can mitigate that happening. You know, instead of being the consumer, we got to be the participants. We have to, as a black people, and as a people, period, who will respect culture worldwide, and who will respect history worldwide, and who will respect, you know, things of a spiritual nature, you know, and heed some of the unseen worldwide, you know. You know, we have to do.
Listen, taking out the culture side of everything for 1 second, okay, because honestly, this wasn't them that did this. This was us that did it, okay? We did this to us. Meaning it was a black entrepreneur, and I think that really gets me first because, you know, we speak often about that the two forms of success that seems to be a majority of measured success is athletes and rap artists, right? But here's a woman who's a local, let's say local celebrity for lack of a better word. This is a woman that made it. This is a woman that did something. This was a woman that was one more chance for our people to have somebody who's in a position to make a difference. And what does she do? She becomes a puppet. What does she do? She tries to profit and capitalize on the degradation, okay, the division of us, as if we're not already going through that.
Right.
As if we're not already going through that. And then, unlike the stereotype or the joke that all the stylists are in Georgia, she's in New York. And she chose Manhattan, which, by the way, Manhattan is known for being able to charge skyrocket prices for the most basic of things. So she didn't even choose to go into a local, you know, small town area. She tried to go up there where she could, any black person going into Manhattan who's not a Wall Street financier, okay, really would have to come out of their pocket to not only cover her service but a tip as well. So she already showed me where her mind is. But then you're going to sit there and you wouldn't offer the same love and care. And, you know, it breaks my heart as a stylist to see that hair care to somebody who's in your local community. You wouldn't give that notoriety to somebody who's in your local community who you see more regularly and on a daily basis than you will ever see Beyonce. But you decide to pull a cheap trick for publicity, okay, by pointing out something this stupid and idiotic to a celebrity that everybody's going to come, fall, you know, falling over their feet to go find out what you're talking about because it's Beyonce. And that's how you're going to reel them in. Because like I said, if this came from the heart, the first words out your mouth on your petition wouldn't have been, as a hairstylist in my salon, right, good one, woman, that's free advertising.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that in a minute.
Yeah. Katie?
Yeah.
Well, just to lighten up this seriousness a little bit, if you don't mind, 107-86, Miami loses again.
Oh!
Nice. Nice. I love the distraction. Love it. Love it. Oh, I love it.
Oh, man. That's it?
Well, our machine gun is not feeling well tonight. All right. Al-Tariq, you are missed. You are missed. I'm waiting for him.
Yes, you are.
Coming out with the pow, pow, pow. All this season up on it, but he's not feeling well today, so, you know, feel better.
Well, if he's listening, get well soon, my brother.
I'm praying to hear from my other two pistols. You know who you are. But honestly, I mean, I agree. This is really the actual article itself, the content itself, to me is one of those things that's a non-factor. But the premise behind it, that again, lend support to the knowledge of our pattern of doing things against each other, the internal hate, the further tool for the outsiders against us. That is my problem with it. I mean, listen, we all have opinions. I'm quite sure. We all sat on Facebook or in our local living rooms or among ourselves in the laundromat. You see Beyonce's baby's hair? But that's where it stopped. You took it to a national petition level, you idiot. You bored idiot. You have to be bored to come up with it. Listen, I get it. I have concern. But the girl's hair is not scabbed up. Her hair is not breaking. She's not walking out there looking like she's somebody is trying to put her in a baby beauty pageant and subjecting her to a life of craziness. That's Honey Boo Boo's mom. And why isn't anybody in the world themselves not celebrating this crazy woman? They're making jokes about this 5-year-old girl on a national TV falling asleep because her mother is traipsing her all over town trying to make it to Bollywood. Because it's not Hollywood she's getting to. Meanwhile, they'll give her a book deal while they're busy watching us break ourselves up and having a good laugh about it. I mean, when do we grow the hell up? When do we snap out of it? I mean, how many more of these precious things have to be destroyed? They've already desensitized us to its family bond because our children are killing their mothers. Our mothers are trying to be their daughters. Our fathers are trying to walk away because women no longer have a value in their heads. And you want to find time to make a national petition about a 1-year-old celebrity's head.
So the petition was real?
Possibly a little hatred because the toddler's getting more play than she is. I mean, it's not looking too good, boo-boo. And you're a stylist. You're talking about that you are broken ends, split ends. Moisturizing is a very important thing. Oh, and why does your natural hair state as a stylist not look too oiled up itself?
Right.
I don't know. Maybe my glasses are fogged up. Maybe y'all could take a look and see if I'm bugging out.
What stylist? How dare? What? A stylist. See, and that's the thing. You know, we mix racism into the entertainment industry too much, and we allow them to do it too much. Right?
Tonight is not definitely about the standard racism. This is internal crap. This is internal. This is us.
It shouldn't even be allowed on television. Understand? You know, even if it comes from a black hand, you know what I mean? Like political correctness, right? Quote unquote. You know, when we were coming up, you know, when they were first putting into effect, you know, the so-called wanting to be the so-called country's integrity. Everybody wants to be politically correct. Everybody wants to respect the culture. It's so-called and so-said and so-this. How long did that last? It didn't last that long because nowadays, I don't care if it's coming out of a black person. Okay, first of all, it's your action that's going to dictate your color to me overall now because coming from black or white, why is that on television? Why is that even on the mainstream? Who doesn't know that they're going to offend people? A whole culture of people, a whole mass of people. Nowadays, it's okay. Now, it's like everybody wants to offend somebody because that's how you go viral. What kind of crap? You know what I mean? It's like the integrity and the higher things are leaving all of our arenas and industries. You know, the media and this and that and this and that. You know, there was a point in time when people cared about their job, what they did, what they expressed. You know, but now it's like a troll mentality overall. People are losing everything that's higher about them. You know what I mean? At one point, nobody would even want to mention, something like that about a child in that type of derogatory way.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Now, here's some extended idiocy. They actually had other black stars coming forth to offer their support not so much as bad as the petition, but to the petition. For example, Tamar Braxton. Really, Google? I mean, Tamar Braxton suggested that. Listen, before you do it, I've heard this saying, when you point one finger out at somebody else, there's four pointing back at you. Now, I would say, Tamar, Glass House Lady, why didn't anybody have a petition about all this crazy cosmetic surgery going on? I didn't see that being said because Tamar kind of messed up unnatural beauty, in my opinion. Why isn't anybody having a petition about all the ignorant language being used for these people, these kids that are watching you and idolizing you? I mean, if you want to start a petition against your own, start a petition about men trying to side with their friends.
Pull up their pants. Start a petition on pulling up their pants.
Start a petition about all these beautiful black women who can't love themselves enough without trying to go in and destroy themselves. Little Kim, anyone? You know, not to make fun. I'm not making fun. I'm talking about how crazy we get with not being able to love ourselves.
Right.
Little Kim, beautiful. What the hell were you doing? To the point where nobody even knows it's you. You want to speak about Michael Jackson. At least Michael Jackson had psychological problems from early childhood. But still that man was a brilliant man and still made something with himself. Not some mom and pop stylist girl who's sitting up there speaking against a customer that her craft is supposed to be able to do something for. This is the time for you to show your intelligence, not your ignorance, fool. You want to sit up there as a stylist and be like a regular old average soul who sits in your chair to talk about other people's hair. You should have sat there and said, I could do something with that. And offer yourself, promote yourself that way. You're going to promote yourself against this woman on national broad level and then turn around and think you're going to get services?
Sure.
If you had come out there like you had some class and reached out to this girl, this woman, who could make or break you, all right, you would have had a better chance. A national petition? What does the baby say, have rifles in it? You stand by this girl, this little girl's hair, somebody's going to blow up like a firecracker. I mean, truly, what the hell? What the hell? That's what I have to say. You really have no life. What's the matter? Not enough people to gossip what's in your shop. This was supposed to be some coffee talk, not some petition talk.
Right.
Why aren't you talking about Sharon Osbourne's daughter? That girl's come out with homosexuality and crazy hairstyles. But she's celebrated for expression of herself. And I love the Osbournes, don't get me wrong. Why isn't anybody talking about that? Why didn't she start a petition as a hairstylist about that? That girl has shaved her head, grayed her head, reddened her head, chopped her hair, cut her hair, buzzed her hair. Nobody's talking about that. Natalie Portman. No one's talking about that. If you're so much into your style, your craft, how it breaks your heart that this is happening. Why are you not trying to be a celebrity stylist and do it the right way? I've seen some crazy things. Like I said, Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt, they took their black adopted son and started the Mohawk trend, according to all the news out there that's going on. Angelina Jolie's son, Maddox, was the pioneer for the Mohawk. That boy was 3 years old. You honestly think if he was 15, with some sense, he would choose a mohawk with a blonde streak down the middle? Why would Miss Oliver talking about that? Yes. Someone call me? Yes. Okay, I thought someone called me. But honestly, that's something that should be a petition. That would be a petition. Lady Gaga needs to be banned for life. She walks around with a butcher shop on her breast talking about it's my new outfit. Maggots, E. coli?
What?
That's a health hazard.
But
she's celebrated for outrageous expression. And I've seen her here quite a few times. I always thought that was a stylist error. You're supposed to know how to be talented in all areas, how to manage the extremes, how to create the extremes, how to do this. You're going to sit there and talk about a future generation black child who already has strikes against her for privacy and normalcy because she was born into celebrityhood. So she can't even drool or get her first tooth without the paparazzi going, Blue Ivy has a brand new tooth coming in.
That's true.
Your job was to promote your businesses and show how good you are, not to show what an idiot you can be. So, going to question, let's get to the actual two-part topic question. I'm going to start with you. Which twin am I talking to, Arlene?
Darlene.
All right, Darlene. Do you think that she did this out of idiocy or she did this out of trying to be a village? That's the first question.
I thought about it. I gave it good thought, and I summed it up to desperacy. That was a desperate move.
All right.
It was.
So, even in her desperation, was she straight-minded with it or what?
No.
Well, she definitely wasn't doing it out of a village, I don't think.
Well, I mean, you know, because it took some form of intelligence to put it together, you know, for it to even make that the part that's scary is that once she came up with the idea, she continued with it because she had to make it make sense. That's the scary part because it made sense to her.
Right.
Okay.
That's for real.
All right. Well, Arlene, since you're sitting there, what's your take on that first part question?
I feel that very calculating, very undermined, and I give her four thumbs down.
Okay. I'm going to go to you, Stalo. Stalo?
Yes.
Did she do out of idiocy or trying to be a village for the kid?
I mean, it was definitely idiocy. There was no village. There's no concept of the village. Like, if even she tries to rationalize it in such a way that it's a village mentality, that'd be the most ignorant thing I've ever heard in my life. That is really, 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 really dumb. You know what I mean? And it's so dumb, and it's not only is it dumb on the common sense level, it's dumb on the knowledge level. On the whole knowledge level. Like,
I was thinking, right? Now, all right, before I go, I'm going to pose part two to you in a minute. But I was thinking, like, what exactly was going to happen if she got, like, say, 100,000 signatures? She was going to march to Congress and get a make your daughter's hair days, like, warrant or something and march to Beyonce's house and said, the National Congress demands that you comb your daughter's hair. I mean, what was the petition going to do? I'm trying to think about that. Like, what the hell was she going to accomplish even if she got 100,000 idiots to sign? I mean, really, what was she going to do? I come to you by order of the National Guard, comb your child's hair? Okay. I mean, do you think about that? What are we going to do? Come with the cavalry, with the troops, with the National Guard, and go, you know, Beyonce, Jay-Z, come forth and bring Blue Ivy with you.
You know what, Katie? I want to know if a light bulb really went off in her head.
No, I think she was
thinking. There was no light at all.
They were going for A for creativity, though. I mean, of all the things in the world. But that should have been a Hollywood video stunt. You know, like, I'm a singing stylist or something. But, you know, Yeah, I mean, come on. I'm trying to really think
when you was that Carl Edison or Albert Einstein?
I don't think none of those boys did it on that day. But I'm saying, when you start a petition, it's to make something happen, right?
Yeah. What were you expecting? I don't know. That's crazy.
It's usually a change that helps the nation or community, a bigger set of people, or overall something. What in the hell was she going to do? Listen, I did this. I got 100,000 people that agree with me. And then what? You're going to march past all the guards, the bodyguards, the pit bulls, the possible pet tigers, and go, Beyonce, by the order of the United States, bring that child to my chair? I mean,
okay, yeah, with a comb in my hand. Look, she thought that they was going to penalize them and sentence them to walk the plank or something. I don't know. It just makes no sense.
Walk ye forth on the plank, ye vermin.
Yeah, walk the plank. Listen, we going to sentence y'all to death. Y'all didn't comb y'all child here. Y'all must die. What?
What was she going to do? Like march there with the like the national curling iron? She's going to walk and go, okay, I have this curling iron. Don't make me use it. You know?
No, she was going to have the golden curling iron. It has gold on it.
And then after she used it, what was she going to do, like, blow the smoke? After she used it, she was going to, like, blow the steam off of it like you do a smoking gun? Like, there. I done curled that baby's hair. I mean, listen, I think it's more abusive for all of these, you know, these moms that are out there trying to live vicariously through their children to put all these artificial chemicals in their hair to make them
sleep at the same time.
That's the real abuse. I'm sick and tired of people trying to not want to face the fact that they have to put their foot down with their kids and call it expression. Give me a break.
Right.
They call it expression. They're letting these kids mutilate themselves, you know, degrade themselves, destroy themselves. They're going through a phase, you know. They're expressing themselves.
Don't it seem like that's the type of person that made this petition, like the type of person that just let their child just do whatever?
I don't know if she even has children, J-Lo. I don't even think she has children. I'm not sure. And if she does, maybe her baby's hair is coiffed at all times. It's not a hair of grace.
Right.
You know? I don't think so. You know, it's like it doesn't matter. Whatever your personal preference is, listen, even if you are in a playground, and let's say it's all of us from our own community, you know, usually we go, girl, what you doing with that child's hair? Okay? And that mother at that time just said, I felt like leaving it out today. And that should be the end of it. You can go whisper and talk and mumble under your breath away from it. But this is this girl's child. This is her damn right. Who are you? Now, listen, I'm going to tell you right now, there's plenty of things that I say that as a celebrity, certain things you do kind of have to answer to the public for, because without the public, you'd be nothing. But however, this is not one of those things. This is not one of those things. That's like you saying, you know what? She decided to use cloth diapers on her baby. With all the disposable diapers that's available to you?
Right. That's exactly what that's like saying. That's like saying that baby's natural hair is too primitive for her, you know, or something like that. That means she's retarded. That means
you know who that's for me for little girls now. That little baby's hair hasn't even taken on its permanent state yet. She's still growing out her baby hair. Leave the damn child alone. Leave Beyonce alone. Leave Jay-Z alone. At least about this, you could get on them about whatever their stage performances are. Because I will.
Right. Leave the baby out of it. But you know what? I must applaud this woman because you know what? You remember I said I did not feel good in the beginning. I need to say, like, thank you because I thought I was sick. I thought I was sick. I'm not as sick as I thought I was. Thank you to her. Okay? Seriously.
It's for nothing else. That was the best laugh of the week I had.
I feel so much better.
Because I'm trying to say, okay, genius. Like I said, what is she going to do with the petition? Let's say she got 1 million signatures. What's that going to prove, that you got 1 million people that's finding something this unimportant worth talking about too? Because that's all you could do with it. What are you going to do, put it on your wall next to your cosmetology degree? You know, listen, I accomplished a skateboard test, and I've accomplished getting signatures against Jay-Z and Beyonce. And what? You know what, Jay-Z and Beyonce? Your next concert, you should come out with new Ivy in the most outrageous style. Just to piss her off. Just to piss her off. I'll be right there. I'll say, come out, and Blue Ivy got spikes that light up, that flash in the dark, that the baby could fly. I hope so. You know why? Mind your damn business. Work on your own community, boo-boo, and start understanding that. Leave this baby alone. All you
haters
out there with your expertise critique, get out of here.
They going
to
just be, yeah.
You know, what she's probably got a personal issue at one point when she was a little girl. Her mother didn't comb her hair when she was 3 years old. And she's having flashbacks when she saw Ivy's hair. She had flashbacks. And she still has that resentment of her mother not combing her hair.
Well, go to therapy and work it out, baby.
Well, the worst case is...
Leave your business at home and leave your profession intact. That's the way you do it. Like I said, there is no militia authority behind you getting 100,000 signatures telling Beyonce to comb my baby's hair. You should come out looking like Lenny Kravitz, Bob Marley, you know, anything you want. Put it all in one on the baby's hair. And then you know what? Stick a ribbon on the end of it.
Take it to the courts of the hair pick.
Kennedy, the worst.
If you
want
to let her baby look like a scarecrow, she's rich enough to do it. Leave her alone.
The worst case scenario, I believe that Jay-Z and Beyonce will be sentenced to life, to carry a baby comb and a brush, so they will never, ever forget their sin, okay?
Thank you. And guess what? It'll be made with gold. It'll be golden gold. And it'll still be more than our whole salon will make in a year. So I don't know what to tell you. All right?
That's the worst case scenario.
You better watch out. The Illuminati might come over there and give her a ritual.
But
oh,
I don't get
goodness.
It because they can't even put them in jail for that. I mean, they can't. What can they do to them? They can't
no,
do nothing to them for that.
It's not a form of child abuse or child neglect.
I'd like to see ACS pull a case up on that one. Your Honor, I'd like to see that. Your Honor,
yeah.
I would like to see that. Your Honor, no. I would like to see how that would go down. Your Honor, we entered into the presence of the Carter's home, and the baby had a golden crib, about 400,000 stuffed animals. There was food from here to next week if we had a disaster, and her hair wasn't combed.
Right. They could have whole made some prison, you know.
No, wait, Katie.
Yes.
No. Could you believe that her hair wasn't combed?
I know. Your Honor, it's an atrocity, and by all means, the law needs to come into this. We feel that Blue Ivy is in danger of hairstyle for infraction.
That is crazy. I've never heard.
Go to Angelina Jolie's house and ask her why she's taking these kids around so that she can embarrass them. I love what she's doing. I get it. She's sincere about wanting to save these kids. But hello, Violet, the pioneer of stupid mohawks, which to me makes every guy who wears it look like a beheaded rooster. Okay?
Crazy. Then why they kill a whole nation with prison? They kill a whole nation of people and do all these things with the judicial system, yet they cast stones on our community. Cast stones on our hairstyles. Cast stone on the natural hair. It was beautiful to me. And if somebody had took that same picture and put the words big and bold, beautiful, on top of it, maybe people would have saw it for what it was.
Right.
Perhaps. Too bad we don't know how to do that for ourselves. Too bad we're not angry about a young mother who has achieved graduation, breastfeeding her baby. Too bad we ain't angry about that. Too bad that people like entrepreneurs who have a status couldn't go out there and say, why the hell are you closing down our community schools? Too bad that wasn't a national petition.
She should be, you know what? She should be arrested for that, for filing a false report. Because by doing that, she's taking up taxpayers' money, the police time, city time, and they need to sentence her to a life at Black Hair Is. And maybe she might learn something.
And not only that, she's using up a lot of ink that our children need in school and paper that, listen,
no, seriously, because
they have cut the funds for our children's, the children's school. They don't give them paper, coloring paper and all of that little stuff that, you know, the little school supplies. She is wasting a lot of ink and a lot of paper that could have been donated to our children's school, seriously.
Yeah,
on that mess.
You know, there was a white comedian that did a stand-up, right? It was I don't even remember which comedy skit that it was, you know, which comedy show. But he said something that I think I remember seeing this when I was about 16, and it still rings with me. He said that he believes the law should have, that a law should be passed where you could slap a person and charge them $5 for doing something stupid, right? And then he said, he used the example of this. He said, you know, like, you ever go to those buildings and you're waiting for the elevator, you press the button, somebody comes along and presses the same button, and then you should be able to go, pow, $5, the elevator isn't coming any faster, stupid.
You know? Oh, you know what? I really got it now.
That's just stupid. And Patrick Irvine, if you are listening, I would love to hear your say on this in the next 12 minutes, because that's all we have left. But, you know, honestly, it's like, it's craziness. It's like, why would that be? Like I said, I don't have a problem with you having an opinion, a concern, a disagreement with it, but I have a problem with you making a petition out of it. All seriousness now being put back into this.
No, seriousness.
No, I know what you mean.
And what, I'm going to ask again, what the hell would you do with it? This isn't a police warrant, a National Guard, or, you know, you can't storm up to her and go, 100,000 signatures said you should bring Blue Ivy to my hair salon.
You know what? I think I figured it out. I think what she was doing is that she put a new column in the Guinness Books of Records for the dumbest. The dumbest thought ever.
I'm going to tell you this. I think she should back up the hair salon stuff and go become a comedian, because this is funny as hell. I think I would line up to see this, because you must have been sniffing too much, I don't know, peroxide in the air or something.
Yeah, them chemicals.
You must have been
hopping
on some Clairol, because that you, what the hell? You start a petition, idiot, to make something happen, and then you know now you're gonna go follow it up, because now everybody's telling you how stupid you sound. So now you're gonna make up another petition saying, or another article. Oh yeah, see, my petition worked because Beyonce combed her daughter's hair. Right. You did that all by your little self. You did that.
And you know what, Katie came up with that by herself. She probably had a lot of people backing her up with that stupid madness. And then when she finally posted it
and saw
all the negative comments, I bet you she dolo right now. I bet you it was like five people, girl, that's a good idea.
Let me tell you something. I can guarantee you that she made up that own follow-up answer or article because she saw a lot of people didn't think it was so cool. But I'll say this. If that's true, and Beyonce did change her baby's hairstyle because she read that, then what does that say for your physical ability in the salon? I mean, you mean to tell me you had to ridicule somebody to make something happen in hairstyling, but you couldn't do it with the class? Get out of here. You got to be a moron. You
and using a baby as
not
that.
Even just ridicule, publicly ridicule.
Nationally.
Petitionally.
So you had to ridicule, but you couldn't use your hands-on degree or certificate certified skill. You had to ridicule somebody into doing
it
yourself.
She couldn't have had any.
You learned that in school?
She couldn't have had any people skills.
I don't know.
I mean, if it was that deep, I believe if she would have said something to Beyonce, Beyonce would have told her to K her A, but, I mean, you know.
No,
she would have said
Beyonce,
something,
all she had to do,
you know.
All she had to do was, come here, hold on.
Yeah, it was not a concern, that's why.
All Beyonce would have had to do was say, come in, Miss Oliver, I have a seat in the living room, I'll be right back. Solange,
handle my light work, please.
So all she had to do was tell her to wait in the lobby and call Solange in on her.
Okay.
No, Beyonce be like, Solange, show her my comb collection.
And Solange came out. Solange came out with her straight hairstyle and show her what hairstyling is.
Okay. Show her my comb collection. Why you back there? Show her my all my different hairs.
Okay.
You talk about my niece, you stupid? Yeah, right. Okay. Well, you would have called Solange in to do the dirt and called JV in as a witness to what she could do. That's what she would have did. She would have told Miss Tolliver, I'm going to bring my sister in to kick your ass, and I'm going to tell you to talk to my husband so that you could tell he could tell you how good Solange is.
Okay.
He had a little bout in the elevator. I think he know a little bit.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I just finished saying if she
was beating his behind, too.
I know that
she should be Beyonce's bodyguard.
she would have came out and said, don't make my sister come out and do a Jay-Z on you.
Okay.
He'll toe. or do the wheel tracks on them, break a heel,
okay.
Break a heel, sweat it out.
And she gave him four heel insults.
Too funny. No,
playing.
This is comical.
She would have been better off playing in the
oncoming traffic, Katie.
Hold on.
That's where her position. She would have been better off.
I would have just gotten standing in front of four lanes.
I would have just got Beyonce's signature autograph.
Oh, my goodness.
Told that.
Patrick, thank you. I know you can't call in right now, but check this out. He said, did anybody point out the fact, and no, we did not. See why I like you. You're my pistol. Did anybody point out the fact that the petition was signed to be delivered to the baby herself, not the parents or CPS?
Oh, my goodness. You lying, Katie. You got to be lying.
And the petition is at 600 signatures. You idiots. What the hell?
You got 600 idiots going along with that.
600
that
signatures.
That is some unbelievable.
What their signatures are what? Pictures?
And they're going to take it to a baby that can't even read yet?
That's what I'm saying. They must have signed their name with pictures.
Okay,
wow.
So wait, I amend my previous statement. She's not going to walk up to Jay-Z and beg Beyonce with the militia. She's going to go, Blue Ivy, come forth. Right. That baby's going to toddle out. You.
600 white supremacists.
She probably run over her with her baby motorcycle. Look, they got enough room in their house. She could cause an accident up in there. I run her over with my motorcycle. Wah, 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 wah. I'll be bam, bam.
She should come out and hit her in the head with a bottle. You'd be like, maybe that'll bring you some sense. You've got to be kidding me.
Yeah.
I don't really think she's black.
Wait, Katie, just throw up on her. Just throw up all on her.
You know what? Beyonce, here's how you get her back. Bring Blue Ivy out with every crazy style at once that you could think of. Start singing, got you looking so crazy right now. You look, I would do it.
And then put her hair back to its natural form.
Okay.
Yeah.
I will pull it off like it's a wig or something I added on to the baby. You know what? Miss Oliver, get a life and deal with your own business. You know, find some other strategy. Because 600 people, I can guarantee you that Jasmine Tolliver is now taking time away from marching her own business so she could find out how many more people done signed this ridiculous thing.
And I bet you all 600 signatures is hers in a different handwriting.
False profile, right?
She probably thought of everybody, every first cousin. She probably went on Ancestry.com and found her great ancestor signature.
She revised a few from the dead.
You know what? A rock has more sense than that woman.
I would. Beyonce, I would shake my famous butt in her face, and I would invite her to the front row seat to see Blue Ivy in her golden eye chair, okay, trying to match your wannabe golden curling iron, and dare you. Come on. I march by the order of the Curling Irons Association of America with 600 signatures. 600 people out of your millions of fans believe that you should comb your daughter's hair. Go away, lady.
Okay, I'll give her a front row seat at my next event and pull her ass up on the stage and announce it. This is the chick.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, go to hairrules.com. Listen, go to the hair rule salon in 9th
okay.
Avenue in New York City. This is her.
Okay.
And by the way, don't come with your hair out.
This is the infamous Miss Oliver, who had nothing else to do but to take out a national petition against my child in her hair.
Wait, I'll give her a makeover and give her some locks. Nah, she can do that. And have Jay-Z come out with an answer lap on stage. And let her figure out what he means, because he never says anything anybody understands. So you got to really listen. All right, guys, I got to wind it down. There's 2 minutes down left. So thank you all for coming. Lovely to hear from you again, girl. Patrick, thank you for listening in. Those of you that are out there, thank you, Salo. Thank you, Deacon. You know, we got to do better. We have to do better, black people. Wake up. This is crazy. You don't fill out a petition about somebody's personal choice of hairstyle for their baby. You didn't lay up and have the baby she did. And she's rich enough to do it any way she feels like it. And if you want to really go after that, you better go after the people who've done it way before. She just had a baby.
That. Okay.
You're going to have to dig up some people to do that one.
But thank you for the laugh, Katie.
You
made
thank
me feel better.
Thank you. Oh, yes, dear, please feel better, dear. So to all of you,
thank you, Ms. Oliver. Thank all.
Yes.
I thank everybody. But you know what, too, Katie? I would just take the exact words that she wrote on the petition, and I will make a song about it, and that shit would be so funny.
Yeah, and then maybe she could go.
I will write a song about it. I'm telling you, and I'll drop my single.
She needs to go have a couple of pick-me-up drinks with Tommy Sotomayor in the stupid bar. Have a good night, everybody. God bless you.
Love you. Good night, panel.
Good night, panel.
Good night,
panel.
On the Edge, real talk about real issues.